North and South Korea held rare talks today that came as global powers tried to prevent Pyongyang from restarting its nuclear arms plant. Charles Collins reports.
It lasted just 22 minutes. The first official talks between North and South Korea in over a year happened after a delay of nearly 12 hours due to a dispute over the venue and the format. Officials met at the Kaesong Park on the northern side of the border, where South Korean firms are allowed to employ nearly 40,000 North Korean workers. It was once hailed as a model of economic cooperation, but has now increasingly been the focus of mounting tension. Seoul has said that its top priority in Tuesday's talks was winning the release of a South Korean worker held for nearly a month in the facility by the North on suspicion of bad-mouthing North Korea's communist system. North Korea's disrupted work at the factory enclave to put pressure on Seoul to renew the flow of aid, which was ended by President Lee Myung-bak a year ago. He has tied aid shipments to progress in ending the North's nuclear weapons program, much to the North's anger. North Korea has recently declared it's boycotting six-party nuclear disarmament talks and is restarting a plant that makes bomb-grade plutonium that was being dismantled under a deal reached at previous meetings. Tuesday's encounter is said to have made little progress in resolving these issues. It's hoped that a visit to the North by the Russian foreign minister later this week will be more helpful in convincing Pyongyang to return to the negotiating table. I'm Charles Collins.